Hello and welcome to Melardia FM, the show that's all about everything Melardian. You've just been listening to Constipated Nut by Jeff Beck. Now, later up we have some interviews and some news, but first I'd like to give you some background just for those who aren't so familiar with Melardia. It is in fact our firm belief that deep beneath the ice on the moon known to most humans as Europa, there is a liquid ocean that is teeming with life. The primary species on this moon is an aquatic flying creature known as a mallard, that is in fact the ancestor of all birds on Earth. The closest genetic match to them is ducks. In order to prevent humans over-exploring and mining Melardia, which could result in considerable distress to the Melardians and possibly result in an interplanetary war that would threaten all life on Earth, we've taken the preemptive but not unprecedented step of claiming ownership of Melardia and also its outer territories of Eris and Dysnomia. We intend to repatriate all ducks from Earth and continue to explore peaceful diplomacy between Melardia and all other life in the solar system. We need to make a biosphere for the ducks to help acclimatise them to their new home, and we are in negotiations to get a space station built in orbit around Melardia. We do still have some vacancies in our organisation for brave, daring souls, so if you think you're up to the job, why not apply? Next up, meet the Melardians. We sent Michael Noyce out to interview as many people as he can from the Melardia organisation just to see what makes them tick and what they're up to at the moment. Over to you, Michael. Melardia FM.
Well, here's a diminutive but rather scary looking young lady. And what's your name?
I can't share that information with you.
And can you tell me what you do for the Melardia organisation?
I can't share that information with you.
I see, so you can't tell me anything about the marshalling area for the ducks or the space station or anything?
I can't share that information with you.
Well, in that case, I shall move swiftly on to this even more diminutive, but frankly even scarier looking young lady. And what is your name?
That information is classified.
And what do you do for the Melardia organisation?
That information is classified.
So you also can't tell me anything about the marshalling area for the ducks, the space station, fight against the pirates, anything?
That information is classified.
You know what? you being like small, dressed in black and quite scary, but also a bit evasive. Actually, I find that really rather a turn on. Any chance of your phone number?
That information is classified.
Oh, well, a complete waste of time interviewing those two then, wasn't it? I suppose I better see if I can find somebody else. What is your name, sir?
Well, I'm Duck Rangroom, my lord.
Okay, and now what is it that you do?
I chase the ducks, round them up.
And what for exactly?
Oh, I don't know, really. I round them up, and I know it's not for a Chinese restaurant. I know that. I round them up, and I take them to the brook in Marlborough. Yeah, and they pays me petrol and buys me a cider. Oh, I like cider. I like it very much. I like ducks, and I like me cider. Not duck cider, though. No, it's no good.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. And here we have another important-looking gentleman. What's your name, sir?
I am Field Marshal Mallard.
And what do you do?
I am Commander-in-Chief of the Imperial Mallardian Army.
And what are your biggest problems at the moment?
Well, let me tell you something. One of my biggest problems is the space pirates. They rustle in the ducks. And every time I see them, I'm going to get Cretaceous on their asses. I see their family, I see their friends, and they're everywhere. I'm going to take them all out. One by one. A short drop and a long stop. You know? Right around their necks. I'm going to choke them. I'm going to blow them up. I'm going to take them out. I join forces with the Space Federation. We got it going on. We got peace. We got love. But in the space pirates, man, they rile me up. They rile me up to a point. And I'm just like, no, I've had enough. You ain't ready for me. I'm like a bulldog with a bone. I ain't gonna let it go. Not one single one of you, not any of you, are gonna escape me when they let me off the chain. That's right.
So you're planning to disintegrate the entire lot of them, are you?
Well, yes, quite. I mean, I kind of lost track there, but, you know, that's what they do to me. I mean, you never know. I mean, we could try and sit down and talk to them, but they just don't want to talk. Every time we try, they fire back at us.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And here we have a very important-looking gentleman. Can you tell me who you are, sir?
I'm Side Admiral Mallard of the Imperial Mallardian Fleet.
And what is your role in this organisation?
I'm in charge of the Navy, obviously, but also anything relating to water in general. My current big project is to melt an area of the ice on Mallardia to make a suitable biosphere for the ducks.
Fantastic, and how is that going?
Well, we've had some setbacks. The original idea was to redirect the Hubble Space Telescope to reflect the sun's rays, but that didn't work. We then had the idea of pumping heat down fibre optic cables. We were able to make fibre optic cables 800 million miles long, but they got snagged on Mars on the way past and hopelessly tangled around Jupiter. Our current plan is to lay the cables in subspace trenches, but our contractors, PC Alpine, aren't sure that subspace actually exists outside of Star Trek and haven't started work yet.
Ah, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Here we have someone really important. This is India Nirmala, and she is the Mallardian Finance Minister. So, how long have you been the Finance Minister? And can you explain your main fiscal policy? That's amazing. What, so everybody always has just the amount of money they need. How is that implemented? That's brilliant. And how do you prevent the banks from lending each other money, going bust, and leaving the whole planet in a financial meltdown and then still expecting to get paid a bonus? That's great. And what do you think about the way Earth politicians have handled the planet's finances? Well, there's some very outspoken comments there, and it certainly seems like Mallardia's finances are in a far better state than Earth's are. Well, back to the studio.
Mallardia FM.
And now, here is the news. The plans for a space station in orbit around Melardia to house the ducks took a slight setback today when we received the following email from the UK Space Agency. Dear Mr. Mallard, thank you for your recent inquiry regarding your own personal space station. The new UK Space Agency is a policy delivery unit under the remit of the Department of Business, Innovation and Skills and does not directly fund individuals for space activities. We thank you for your interest in our agency. You can find more information about our agency on our website, www.ukspaceagency.bis.gov.uk. Meanwhile, the fight against duck-rustling space pirates has turned a significant corner. With a new interagency zero-tolerance policy in place, Space Marshal Mallard has personally destroyed at least 56 pirate ships, and the belligerent Field Marshal Mallard has vowed to completely vaporize any landing sites he finds, including the pirates, their families, and anyone they've ever met, just to be sure. On a brighter note, Duke Mallard of Dysnomia has declared his new leisure resort open for business. He says that being three times as far away from the sun as Pluto is the perfect place to get away from it all. And now, as usual, let us all stand, salute, and finish with our great national anthem. Hail Melardia!